I get a cash flow another $4,000 or $5,000 every single month just from passive cash flow. So $4.4 million in 18 months, it's not bad. There's bigger deals, there's smaller deals. Hang out with the people you're hanging out with. If you want to scale and you're hanging out with people doing 100K deals, you're always going to do 100K deals.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another no BS episode right now.
$4.4 million in profit in 18 months is more like $5 million, I think. Well, I don't know. Like 4.4, somewhere around there. Okay, so let's talk about it. All right, I bought an apartment building roughly in the beach for $1,372,000, and we put about $1 million in it. We're like all in about 2.5-ish, okay, with carry costs and some other expenses. 2.5. We're actually doing the refinance as we speak, right? We're just getting ready to close. By the way, interest rates went up right in the middle of March. That sucks. It went up by like a quarter point. Damn it. Anyways, but lock in that rate, guys, because it's going to keep going up. So now it's valued at 7.2. So there's a nice big spread there, right? And I don't know why. I can't even do math. I don't know what 7.2 minus 2.5. I don't even know, right? What is that? $4 million, 4.3? Okay, maybe I'm off a little bit. But that's the profit, right? We can sell it. We can make about $4 million bucks plus. Or what we're actually going to do is we're going to refinance it. We're going to get back about roughly $5 million, right? And then we're going to leave the rest in the deal and we're going to cash flow like $20,000 a month. But if I sell it, net worth, whatever, it's about 4.4, a little bit over 4 million bucks if I sell my apartment building, but we're not going to sell it. We bought it at such a good price. We're actually going to keep it so we can get some cash flow, cash out $5 million, 2.5 pays back the original investors and the original loan, right? And then we have 2.5. We're going to leave about $300,000-$400,000 just for reserves, just for emergency. And there's about $2 million that I get to split with my partner and our investors. I own like 35% of that. He owns like 35% of that. And the investors own like 20 or 30% of that whole project, or 20%, something like that. So they're going to make their good money on that cash out refinance. And their returns are like 30% plus. Pretty badass returns for a year and a half hold, right? Great return for us because we get a cash out. If I own 30% of the deal, I get a cash out about $600,000, $700,000 in a year and a half worth of work. Plus, I get a cash flow another $4,000 or $5,000 every single month just from passive cash flow. So $4.4 million in 18 months, right? It's not bad. There's bigger deals, there's smaller deals. You need to hang around with people that are doing deals, bigger deals. If you want to do bigger deals, if you want to keep doing the deals you're doing, hang out with the people you're hanging out with. There's nothing wrong with it, right? Just want to do bigger deals. I want to do a $100 million deal, right? So I need to up my game because, you know, some people, 7.2 million, they don't even look at it. I talked to some hedge funds, some private equity people. They're like, if we don't have to stroke a check for more than 30 million, don't bother us. I'm like, holy crap, 30 million. Okay, great. So there's always different levels. And my level is not better than your level, or your level is not better than mine, or theirs not better than yours or mine. It doesn't matter, right? It's where you feel comfortable, but it's all about who you're hanging out with. If you want to scale and you're hanging out with people doing 100K deals, you're always going to do 100K deals, right? If you want to scale to $30 million deals, $50 million, $100 million, and you're hanging out with people like me doing $20 million deals, then it's going to be harder, right? Because I'm not doing those $100 million deals. How am I going to teach you, or how are we going to go to those $100 million? Go hang out in the rooms where people are doing the $100 million deals, right? So there's always different levels. Even for me, it's not that challenging. You just got to get in that door. Even if you have to serve water to get in the door, get in the door. The best way to do it is join these masterminds and start going, leveling up on your masterminds, on your networking as you grow in your business. So $4.4 million or somewhere around there, profit in 18 months, not bad. We got a couple more coming up and I will do some case studies on those. Check out my other videos, follow me on Instagram. Talk to you soon. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're gonna get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property. With videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free. for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.